Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
New Aquatic Center nears completion after delays. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The long-awaited Aquatic Center is finally nearing completion after construction setbacks pushed back its original opening date. According to the Gillette News Record, the project hit a delay earlier this fall when the facility failed the initial leak test, but officials now say those issues have been resolved and the center is entering its final phase. Associate Superintendent for Instructional Support Dave Bartlett told the school board last Tuesday that crews are currently filling the pool and completing system tests on everything from boilers and HVAC units to lights and locks. Bartlett said these final checks are crucial to ensure every part of the facility functions properly before opening day. If all goes according to plan, the boys' high school swim team will begin practice in the new pool on December 1st, with elementary school swimmers following on December 8th. Staff have also been training on the pool's advanced movable floor, which can adjust depths anywhere from 6 inches to 8 feet, a feature that will make the center adaptable for swimmers of all ages and skill levels. Bartlett said the team is optimistic after years of planning and construction, the new aquatic center will soon be ready to make a splash. Governor declares welfare emergency as SNAP funding threatens to run out. On Friday, Governor Mark Gordon declared a statewide welfare emergency amid fears that federal food assistance could stop during what he called the Schumer shutdown. Cowboy State Daily reported Gordon signed two executive orders, one authorizing up to $10 million in emergency state funding to backfill the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, and another directing the state to seek a federal waiver banning junk food purchases under SNAP. The move comes as uncertainty looms over when federal benefits will resume. More than 26,000 Wyoming residents, or about 5% of the population, depend on SNAP to afford groceries. Governor Gordon said the emergency funds will go directly to food banks, schools, churches, and community organizations to help families in need. Gordon said, "We are going to make sure our families, veterans, seniors, and children get nutritious, wholesome food." The Department of Family Services is now working with the Food Bank of Wyoming to coordinate local assistance while applying for the federal junk food waiver, a step Gordon said would strengthen program integrity and promote healthier food choices. Several neighboring states, including Colorado and Idaho, already have similar waivers in place. For now, the governor's declaration will keep food flowing to Wyoming families until the federal shutdown ends and normal SNAP benefits are restored. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalane.